听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. In this month's How Stuff Works feature, we'll explore the inner workings of the mighty vitamin. And we're not talking about vitamins that are naturally found in food. We're discussing the vitamins that you buy in a pill or capsule. Some people never think about them, while others take them every day. Here are some questions we hope to answer. Why are vitamins important? Do they work? And if so, how? Let's preview a few words before we go on. The first word is molecule. As in, scientists say, there is a molecule that tells your brain when you are full. The next is carry out. The right people need to carry out this project or there will be problems. I think it's time to carry out the reading. It's on the left-hand side of page 32. Join us now as we read.
How vitamins work. Why are vitamins so important? Every day of your life, chances are, you think about vitamins. You read about vitamin content on the nutritional label of every food you eat. There are all the TV and radio spots advertising vitamins. You may even take a vitamin pill when you wake up. It all begs the question, what exactly is a vitamin? A vitamin is a small molecule that your body must have in order to carry out a certain chemical reaction. The human body is known to need at least 13 different vitamin molecules.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Esther. And today we'll be talking about how vitamins work.
Exactly. This is part of our monthly How Stuff Works article, and every month we take something and we look at how it works, and today we're not only going to see how vitamins work, but why they are so important.
And once we learn how they work, then probably we will learn exactly why they are so important for our bodies to have them. Our article starts off. It says, every day of your life, chances are, you think about vitamins. And that's actually our grammar tip sentence. So let's take a look at that on Grammar on the Go.
Hello, friends. How are you all doing today? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. I'm here at a local supermarket shopping for some things. I've got most of the items on my shopping list, apple, tangerine, and an orange, but I think I still need to get, that's it, a bottle of vitamins. Yes, but before I go and get my bottle of vitamins, and speaking of vitamins, here's today's grammar tip sentence. Every day of your life, chances are, you think about vitamins. Notice the phrase, chances are. It means most likely, or with great possibility. In other words, today's sentence just means, it's very likely that you think about vitamins every day of your life. This expression is very common, especially in conversations. For example, if it's very possible that it will rain in the afternoon, you can say, chances are it's going to rain this afternoon. Or, if you're most likely not going to the movies tonight, then you can say, chances are I'm not going to the movies tonight. If you'd like to see some more example sentences, you'll find them in today's grammar tip in your Studio Classroom magazine. Thanks for joining. I'm going to go get my bottle of vitamins and finish up my shopping here. This is Liz signing off with Grammar on the Go. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Liz. So, our article says you read about vitamin content on the nutritional label of every food you eat. Now, first, let's talk about the vitamin content. The vitamin content is the amount of vitamins that is in a special kind of food. For example, maybe you know that oranges contain a lot of vitamin C.
Or milk contains a lot of vitamin D. And maybe you haven't started reading nutritional labels yet, but there will probably come a point in your life when you start to read them because you want to know what you're eating. Chip, what is a nutritional label?
Well, I often read nutritional labels. The nutritional label is the piece of paper on a package of food or maybe a bottle of something that you drink. And it's the label that tells you what kind of nutritional content is in that food that you're eating.
For example, it will tell you the amount of calories that is in the food, if the food contains protein or other vitamins, and usually it will tell you the percentage of these vitamins that perhaps a regular person will need every day.
Right. So if you know that you need more vitamin D or vitamin C, maybe you will choose foods where you can look at the nutritional label and see that that food is high in one of those vitamins. So next time you eat something, check the nutritional label and see which vitamins are in the food you are eating. If there are no vitamins, then maybe what you're eating isn't very healthy.
Sometimes it can be a little scary to look at the nutritional label of the foods that I'm eating.
Yeah. Or sometimes maybe say you're drinking milk and you want to know whether drinking 1% milk or 2% or regular milk or skim milk is healthier, then you can compare the nutritional food labels.
So we know that this information is everywhere. It's not just on the nutritional labels. There are plenty of advertisements advertising what kind of vitamins we should take. Our author says there are the TV and radio spots advertising vitamins. And some of you might even take a vitamin pill when you wake up. Chip or Esther, do either of you take any vitamins?
Well, actually, last night, as I was getting ready to go to bed, I realized that I started to have a little cough. And so I went into my kitchen and got some vitamin C, and I went ahead and I took some pills of vitamin C so that maybe if I was getting a little cold, then maybe my body would get rid of the germs.
Yes. And I take vitamins too. In fact, I just recently began taking a multivitamin. This is one vitamin pill that has many different kinds of vitamins in it.
So, this all begs the question, what exactly is a vitamin? Now we have a fun idiom there. It all begs the question. That just means, after all of this talk about vitamins, we must ask the question, what exactly is a vitamin? And Chip, what does our author say a vitamin is?
Well, first of all, a vitamin is a molecule. And a molecule, that's one of our vocabulary words today, a molecule is it's more than one atom that comes together to form a chemical. And an atom is another one of our word bank words that we will look at here in a few minutes. And an atom is the smallest form of an element or a chemical.
Right. So molecules are made up of atoms. You might be familiar with water molecule, and this is the H2O. So it has two hydrogen atoms and one oxygen atom to make up this one molecule, the water molecule.
Okay, so to review, a vitamin is a small molecule that your body must have in order to carry out a certain chemical reaction. So it's a special molecule that is necessary for your body. We see that phrase carry out, and if it carries out a certain reaction, it means it follows through or it puts it in effect. And your body needs certain vitamins in order to produce certain chemical reactions.
Well, there are a lot of chemical reactions that are happening in your body right now. Whenever you eat food or put some of those food chemicals or nutritional ingredients into your body has these chemical reactions happening. And in order for those chemical reactions to happen, your body has to have vitamins.
Right. So our body actually needs at least 13 different vitamin molecules. And now we're going to go to the chat room and take a break. But when we come back, we'll talk about one of these molecules.
Hi, friends. Thanks for joining us in the chat room today. My name is Ken.
And my name is Beth. Hi, everyone. Ken, are you enjoying learning about vitamins today?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. But I have a question about something in our article. It says there are TV and radio spots advertising vitamins. So does that mean a spot is a commercial?
In this case, since it's talking about spots that advertise vitamins, yes, a spot is like a commercial. A spot is a short presentation on TV or on the radio that comes between programs. It could be a news spot, an announcement from the broadcasters, or, like in today's article, an advertisement.
Spot 有诸多的含义。在今天的课文中 ,spot 表示广播或电视节目之间的广告插播。要注意 ,advertisement 是广告的通称。Commercial 是指电视或广播广告。So let's talk about the names of other kinds of advertisements. What do you call the advertisement for upcoming movies? Do we call them commercials?
Well, they are a kind of commercial, but we call them trailers. Movie theaters usually show trailers before a movie begins, but you can watch them online too.
Okay, what about the term infomercial? I've heard that before.
Ah, an infomercial is longer than a regular commercial.Most commercials last around 30 to 45 seconds, right? But infomercials are usually at least 30 minutes. Infomercials are commercials that are presented in the form of a TV program or documentary. The word infomercial is a blend of the words information and commercial.
Interesting. Infomercial 是 information 和 commercial 两个字的结合，指的是资讯型广告，也就是电视购物台的广告节目，它的播出时间可以长达30分钟到一小时之久。
You know, Ken, there's one more type of advertisement that you might see on TV or in the movies, but you might not even realize it's an advertisement.
Oh, really? What's that?
It's called product placement. It occurs when companies pay to have their products or services appear in a movie or TV program.Companies do this to help their products become more popular.
Product placement 就是所谓的置入性行销。这种手法在电影或电视节目当中常常会看到，比如说在007的电影里头 ,James Bond 所开的跑车或所使用的手机就有很大的广告价值。虽然观众在观看的当下直觉上不会将它认定为一般的广告，但它的视觉效果会带给观众深刻的印象，这就是 product placement.
It's time to take a break, but stay with us. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Hi everyone, welcome back from the break. We're talking about vitamins. If you've just joined us, that is our topic for this lesson. Well, I think we've answered our first question. Vitamins are important. Our body needs 13 different vitamins to function properly. In our next section, we'll look at what may be considered the king of vitamins, the very famous and popular vitamin C.How does it work? We'll find out after we look at the words atom and eventually. First, the word atom, as in atoms are the basic building blocks of people, animals, and things. And eventually, as in I will read that book eventually. 5 other people are signed up to read it before me. Our reading for this section begins on the right side of page 32,Please join us as we begin reading.
How vitamins work. Why take vitamin C? Your body needs vitamin C. It is a very simple molecule containing 6 carbon atoms, 8 hydrogen atoms, and 6 oxygen atoms. Your body needs this molecule for several reasons, but most importantly, because of collagen. Since collagen is used in everything from skin to blood vessels, you can see how important vitamin C can be. Without it, your blood vessels weaken, your teeth start to fall out, etc., and you eventually fall apart and die. All because of one missing molecule.
Welcome back. We're talking about how vitamins work in our bodies, and we're looking at one specific vitamin that's very common and very necessary. Our bodies need this vitamin. We're looking at the vitamin C, and our bodies need vitamin C, and it's a very simple molecule. That means it's a chemical that is more than one atom coming together to form it. And it contains 6 carbon atoms, 8 hydrogen atoms, and 6 oxygen atoms.
Well, it doesn't actually sound that simple to me, but I'm not a scientist, so I will just take it at its word that it has these particular atoms in it, 6 carbon, 8 hydrogen, and 6 oxygen. Again, we were talking about atoms earlier. Atoms make up molecules. But right now, we're going to focus specifically on the molecule vitamin C, which probably a lot of you take already. It's important, isn't it, Esther?
Yes, and vitamin C can be found in a lot of the foods we eat, especially fruits that are orange and red colored. Or sometimes we might say citrus fruits like oranges and tangerines and lemons and limes. But we do need vitamin C, and there are several reasons why our body needs this vitamin C molecule.
And it sounds like from the article that the main reason our bodies need vitamin C is because of collagen. And collagen is a protein that is in most or almost in all parts of our body. Collagen is found in our bones, it's in our skin, it's in our teeth, it's in almost all parts of your body.
Exactly. And nowadays, collagen is quite important. It seems especially a lot of women are trying to build up the collagen in their body so that they can have vibrant skin and younger looking skin. And did you know that vitamin C is essential to collagen development? It says, since collagen is used in everything from skin to blood vessels, you can see how important it can be.
Right. And even though vitamin C is something we think is maybe it's not that important or that big of a deal, but if we don't get enough vitamin C, then our blood vessels will begin to weaken and they will get more weak. Maybe the blood won't flow as well. And also something really terrible that happens is that our teeth might start to fall out.
And it sounds like our author is kind of painting a picture of a person's body just falling apart. It sounds you've got teeth falling out, and our author says you eventually fall apart and die.
Ayo. Yeah. Just from not getting enough vitamin C, you might eventually fall apart and die. Well, eventually is one of our word bank words, and eventually is just another word for finally, or it may happen in the future or in the end. But, you know, I think this is a real concern for people in other countries who don't have proper vitamin C, and maybe they do have problems with their teeth or with their skin. And it's all because of that one missing molecule.
All because they are missing vitamin C. So friends, be sure you get enough vitamin C. You can eat vitamin C candy, drink vitamin C drinks, and eat lots of fruits and vegetables that contain vitamin C. Well, now let's watch a skit.
What are you doing?
I'm thinking about vitamins.
Thinking about vitamins?
Yes, I think about vitamins every day. Every time I see a nutritional label or when I see vitamin advertisements on TV.
Well, vitamins are important.
But what exactly are they? What do they do?
Vitamins are molecules that your body must have to carry out certain chemical reactions.
So vitamins are vital?
Yes, very vital. Your body needs at least 13 different vitamin molecules.
13 different vitamins.
Mm-hmm. Some vitamins are stored in fat until your body needs them.
Oh, do they stay in your body a long time?
Some are stored for a few days and others for a few months.
Well, that's good. Then I don't need those vitamins every day.
True. But other vitamins travel in your blood. They don't stay in your body very long, so you need them more often.
Oh. Hey, how do you know so much about vitamins?
I think about vitamins every day, too.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们来看 carry out 这个动词片语。Carry out 在这里是指执行、实施、落实或者是完成。例如 ,We need more funds and manpower to carry out this project. 我们需要更多的资金和人力来完成这个计划案。或者是 ,They carried out the orders from their commanding officer without any delay. 他们毫无耽延了。执行了指挥官所给的指示。继续我们看的是 chemical reaction 这个名词片语。chemical 是指化学的 ,reaction 是指反应。所以 chemical reaction 是指化学反应。例如 ,when you put the two substances together, a chemical reaction will occur. 当你把这两个物质放在一起的时候它会产生化学变化。或者是 ,the students are observing the chemical reaction between hydrogen and oxygen. 学生正在观察氢加上氧的化学反应。最后我们看的是 atom 这个名词。注意 A 在这里发 add 音念成 atom。atom 是指原子。原子是一个元素能够带有化学性质的最小单位。那通常两三个原子构成一个分子叫做 molecule。M-O-L-E-C-U-L-E。例如 ,two atoms of hydrogen and one atom of oxygen form a molecule of water. 两个氢原子和一个氧原子构成一个水分子。And that concludes our language tips today. Goodbye and take care.
How vitamins work. Why are vitamins so important?Every day of your life, chances are, you think about vitamins. You read about vitamin content on the nutritional label of every food you eat. There are all the TV and radio spots advertising vitamins. You may even take a vitamin pill when you wake up. It all begs the question, what exactly is a vitamin? A vitamin is a small molecule.That your body must have in order to carry out a certain chemical reaction. The human body is known to need at least 13 different vitamin molecules. Why take vitamin C? Your body needs vitamin C. It is a very simple molecule containing 6 carbon atoms, 8 hydrogen atoms, and 6 oxygen atoms.Your body needs this molecule for several reasons, but most importantly, because of collagen. Since collagen is used in everything from skin to blood vessels, you can see how important vitamin C can be. Without it, your blood vessels weaken, your teeth start to fall out, etc., and you eventually fall apart and die. All because of one missing molecule.
Without vitamin C, our teeth could fall out. I hope you're not too scared by that. Yes, vitamin C is essential for good health. Now, what about vitamin D? We'll take a look at that special molecule tomorrow. But before I go, I want to remind you of our Talk About It questions. Look them over and use one or two to launch a short English conversation. I'm out of time, but I hope to see you again tomorrow. Same time, same place. Friends, join us for another lesson here tomorrow at Studio Classroom Worldwide. Bye-bye.